Good. What is it now? Well, I suppose it's morning, but it's like 12:30 in the morning. And I am still awake. Getting a little bit tired now, but I'm kind of fancying a little nightcap. A little harmless nightcap, like nothing alcoholic. So, some of you know that I like my warm milk. But today we're gonna mix things up a bit, shall we? And the way we'll do that is, I basically bought, on Wednesday night, on Wednesday night, I found, thanks to my weight loss surgery forum, I found a bariatric megastore in the UK, which has a lot of things for bariatric surgery peoples, like me, who had a, surgery like that. And included in these things they have in their products are sugar-free syrups. Now people, when I say to people, oh yeah, I'm having a sugar-free syrup, they look at me like I'm completely dozy and stupid, or like, huh? What? Sugar-free and syrup. And especially when I was in Germany, they looked at me like I was an alien. Well, I can't see if people look at me, but it certainly sounded like they looked at me like that. I did not know that you can get these lovely things. But you can! So, I got a sugar-free vanilla syrup here. It's a big 1 litre bottle. It looks like a water or a juice bottle. And it's got, attached to it now, a pump I bought. It's a little kind of, if you imagine like a dispenser pump, it's right here. When I put it in earlier, the whole thing, some of the stuff squirted out on the table and my trousers, but thankfully it is sugar-free, so it didn't make my trousers sticky. So, I'm going to experiment with this because I have no idea how sweet that stuff is and how sickly it is. So, what I'm doing is basically just squirting. I'm going to see if this works, first of all. Okay. It doesn't even... Oh, crikey. Okay. That's leaking, but not exactly squirting. I'm... trying to not make a mess here. Okay. I'm also soaking some stuff in here, like some. Okay, so rather than moving the bottle, I'm better off moving the cup. Now, I don't know why. This doesn't squirt anything. Maybe. I'm doing wrong here. Okay. This is a great start, isn't it, people? So I've got the pump in, but there's nothing coming out. Know why.
So if you imagine the pump is like a lid, and then there's this dispenser thing on there. But why there's nothing coming out, I don't know. I don't want to break it either. That would not be a good idea. Maybe I ought to have tried this first before trying to put an ODB. Crikey. No. It ain't working. That's like a complete demonstration effect. Okay. Unless there's something underneath the pump that needs to get out first. But there isn't. God, my right hand is completely sticky, but thank goodness it is not sugary syrup, so it's not a big deal. This is no good. Okay, so this pump, is currently not working for me, unless I do something so stupidly wrong that okay, so what I'm doing now basically is take the whole pump out. Also waste a lot of syrup by taking it out, but it seems I got it, I think. Yes, okay. I'm going to send this off anyway. You know, kind of flaws and all. Because hey. But I just I found why this wasn't working. Now then, we have a pump, and I think, yep, it's now working. There was something I had to kind of push up first. So I've put two little pump things in. I'm going to be naughty and put my finger in. That doesn't seem like much. I don't exactly know how they do it in like Starbucks and stuff. Whoops. This could be a bit too much almost, but I can see how it works now. So basically all you do, as we just realised, after you kind of manage to get that thingy up, and I can't even explain what I mean by that thingy, I'm just really bad at explaining, you have to kind of unscrew it and pull it up so that it's like the tube thing is a bit longer. I didn't know that. Why? I do now. So here we've got a cup and it's got syrup in it. My arm's got syrup in it, but hey ho, I am cleaning these clothes. Well, I'm not cleaning, but changing them tomorrow. So it's no big deal.
Right, sorry, I've talked when I was walking away. Now, I am taking, at last, I've earned this now actually, folks. I hope it's going to be nice and all. I've got 4 pumps of syrup in there. I hope it's not going to be too sickly, but it's all an experiment, right? So, I am pouring, I'm filling the rest of the cup up with milk. I'll try and make it not too full. That'll do. And now, I'm afraid you have to bear with me here, because I don't really want to carry the phone in one hand, the milk in the other, but I tried a bit and it tastes quite nice, although a bit bland. So there will be other syrups bought for certain. Door open.
Door for 1 minute. 2 minutes. Start. High power microwave. 2 minutes.
So now I'm heating up this milk with the syrup in it for 2 minutes. While cleaning the sink a bit. But this website, as I was saying, people look at me like I'm a complete alien, especially in Germany. They didn't have any sugar-free syrups, and they were like, well, sugar-free and syrups don't really go together. Actually, I don't know how they do it, but heck, I mean, here in England, Starbucks and Costa do have they do have sugar-free syrup to put in your coffee. So Starbucks has vanilla and hazelnut. And Costa Coffee has caramel. And I think Cafe Nero even also has vanilla and caramel. And possibly hazelnut, I'm not sure, but definitely vanilla and caramel. So, it works. How they do it, I'm assuming sweeteners, but I don't know. So I looked on this website. Now, bearing in mind, like I said, I'm always curious with new things. And I looked at this website, and it's called bariatricmegastore.com. So, in effect, what it does is, like I said, the supplements, protein stuff, and these syrups. So basically I looked at that, and they do like all sorts. They do almond, amaretto flavour, fruity things like pineapple, strawberry, raspberry, watermelon, lime, whatever. Some go well with water, some go well with milk, you know. What else? They do toasted marshmallow even. Caramel, English toffee, butterscotch, coconut, cinnamon, incredibly, like 39, 40 flavours. And they all even have something we don't really have in the UK normally. You guys from the US will know it. It's a Hershey's sugar-free chocolate syrup. Now, I've heard of it, but I've never tried it. Now, I accidentally bought the wrong thing, and I bought that chocolate syrup. Do you know what? That's not really sweet. So,
door closed.
Since I had a bit, I'm going to take it back now to the thingy, and
put another squirt of syrup in and then see if stirring will do something to it. I was hoping I could bring these things with me to places, but the bottle is quite massive and so is the syrup, so is the pump. So it seems I'm going to use it mainly at home and to clean the draining board because there's a lot of syrup stuff on it. Not that it's gooey, because that's the other beauty of I suppose sugar-free stuff. It just doesn't get as sticky and yucky as sugary stuff when you spill it. What was I saying? Yeah, it's quite massive. I think for taking away, I would look if there was any sort of little small kind of things, small kind of bottles. So there we go. I've put some more in. It seems you can put quite a bit in, and of course, with the awesomeness of the pump, you can dose it the way you like it, and it, you know, I mean, if you put it straight out of the bottle, pour it in, you probably get a lot of a big dollop or a big, you know, whatever. And you then kind of think, oh, that's a bit sickly. Whereas with the pump, you just get the amount that you want. I think it won't need stirring, but maybe it'll help make it a bit more sweet. I don't know. Vanilla, of course, is a very... Now, I ordered vanilla accidentally. I wanted to order white chocolate. I don't know why I ordered vanilla, but obviously I did. Vanilla is, of course, a very soft kind of taste. It's not as if it's sort of really, really, really strong. So if I was going to carry the bottle with me, I think I will carry the bottle, the pump separately, because it is quite massive. It is quite big. And yeah, like I said, I have this Hershey's syrup. Which I didn't actually make. I didn't mean to order that. I think I accidentally completely clicked the wrong things, which I guess I was still getting used to the website, and I didn't check when I didn't kind of review what I was buying. Thankfully, it wasn't something I completely hate. But with the Hershey's syrup, I don't know if I would have put it in milk. Probably not, so I might just make a chocolate rice pudding with it. By doing, you know, I'm going to probably do it on Audible, but you've probably heard me doing it before, or explaining it before. I use short grain pudding rice. I use a pint of milk. I normally use sweeteners, but if I use the syrup, there won't be no need for that. And I just mix that round. I just squirt the syrup over. And then I just do it in the microwave, like first for 5 minutes, 4 minutes, and just keep stirring and keep letting it settle a bit, so until it's nice, creamy. Excuse me, consistency. Pardon the slurping. No, I'm not keen on this at all. Yeah, it might be okay for coffee, but it just tastes sweet. There isn't a real vanilla flavor. Maybe it's just not for milk. Maybe it's just something like, something bitter like coffee, where you need sweetener anyway. So I might try it with a coffee at some point. So you do almost need 4 or 5 pumps of the stuff to gain a nice taste for milk, but maybe for coffee it won't need quite as much. But there you go. I really apologize for this absolutely crappy, messed up boo. But we did get it in the end. And then anyway, I will talk to you all soon.